So the topic for today is Safek Brachos LaHakel. This is a klal that we're all familiar with. It appears in the poskim. It doesn't appear explicitly in the Gemara, interestingly. There is a Gemara that some of our Medai get from, the Gemara of Brachos Kabbalah. Amar Behuda, Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Lokara, Eina Kachoza Bekara. You're not sure if it's a Kriyashma, you don't have to go back. So if you're not sure if you said the last paragraph of the list of Kriya Shema, where you say Yisrael, Yisrael, then you repeat it. Right time. Kriya Shema Darabanan, this is according to the opinion that we don't pass in like, the Kriya Shema Darabanan. There's a mitzvah every day to remember Yisrael. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. So, if you have a suffix on Kriya Shema, which is Rabbanan according to this opinion, you don't go back. And if you have a suffix about Emes V'Yatzi, which is Doraisa, then you do go back. So the She'iltos, of Achai Gon, in the She'iltos, source number two, quotes this Gemara, and then points out this is not only true to Kriya Shema and Yisrael Yisrael, but this is a general principle, Vishar Brachos in Parik. So by other brachos, I guess if you're mesubik, I don't think I have the full quote here. If you're mesubik, if you said the bracha, you can't say the bracha again. Well, bracha is the mazona, the chiyur the raisa about benching. If you're not sure if he benched, it's the raisa who echa mishivis amin the chiyur the raisa. It's a question of, you know, al nichi is also the raisa. But either way, Hagar Mavarech, Aval Shar Peri, Dechubid Rabbanan, who lo Hagar Mistake. This is the point I was trying to raise. Shar Peri, Dechubid Rabbanan, Brachas and other foods that are Rabbanan, lo Hagar Mistake, you don't go back, Misavik. So the Shildos, after quoting this Gemara of Brachas Kabbalah, is Dayek, this principle of Savik Brachas Lacha. Except for Bechas Amazon, which is the Reza. But my most Brachas are Rabbanan, Savik Brachas Lacha. So I want to analyze why this call is true. Why is it that we say Safek Brachos LeHakel? So what are you talking about? What's the reason for it? Any ideas?
Based on just this, it seems there's the fact that it's Yerubana.
It's Yerubana, therefore what?
Safek Yerubana.
Oh, so we have a principle called Safek Yerubana LeKula. That's actually found in the next marker on the sheet, the Gemara Beitza. It comes up, I think, twice in Chas. Although it's implicit in many places. That's a principle we're familiar with. So maybe this principle that Safek Brachos LaHakel is really because Brachos is Rabbana, most Brachos is Rabbana, and therefore we say Safek Brachos LaHakel. The Rambam also sounds like that. In two places, source number four, Mishni Stapik Lo in Birek Amotzi or Lo Birek. You're not sure if you said Amotzi. Again, not sure how much Kavanah you had. If you not Mistapik, it happens to all of us. But it's probably a litmus test for your Kavanah. If you know something's fake, it's a good thing. I heard an amazing story with the Chassam Sefer that apparently when he was into his learning, he was a very very orangutan in his learning, and he once had a shamish who was helping him. He was very older. And he brought him the food, and one time the shamash was very hungry, and he saw how the chassam kind of ate absent-mindedly. He wasn't even paying attention, so he was very hungry. So he said, "If the chassam doesn't even notice that he's eating, I'll just eat the food, a little bit of chutzpah to do that." So he apparently had the cake that was for the chassam sofer, and then the chassam sofer, in the middle of his learning, he was orangutan. He said, "Oh, what's with the snack? What's with the cake?" And the shamish was embarrassed. I don't know if it's a true story. It's hard to believe. Shamish was embarrassed. And he lied. He said, "Oh, you ate it already." And he said, "What do you mean I ate it? Of course I didn't eat it. I don't remember saying a bracha achrona." So he was saying, so eating, he ate absentmindedly. But the bracha, he would have remembered. So I think most of us, the opposite. We don't forget if we ate. We usually forget if we said a bracha. But okay, we have a lot to work on in terms of brachas. But either way, the Rambam says, the first one says, stop it if you had said the bracha or not. So it's not minatara. I apologize, there's no more Marim Komos. You can get a share. Fine. So, The next Makar, the Rambam seems to say the same thing. Kol ha-brachos ha-ilu nisam b'go v'hem yibirech v'lo birech ein ha-chos v'varech v'lo t'chil v'sof v'pnei shehen yidivrei sofrin. So here too, the Rambam says that these brachos, the brachos ha-ilu, again, lafukei, brachos ha-mazon, etc., they're d'oraisa. So if you're mistapik, you don't say the bracha, because nidivrei sofrin. So the first understanding is this principle, sofrin brachos ha-hakel, is essentially what? Essentially, Paul Yotze, from the known principle that's a portion of the Gemara, that Safek Drabana le Kul. What other reason might we say that Safek Drabachos le Hakim?
That was part of the mitzvah.
So you said not necessary.
But probably. Not absolutely. Necessary.
Well, it was actually because of the mitzvah. Let's say, Achila.
You have to say Bracha for Yid, right?
So I'm not sure if I said Bracha. Not sure if I didn't say Bracha. So one understanding is something drabban on the kulu, but or let me ask you a different question: is it so partial to apply something drabban on the kulu?
Not necessarily.
Why not? Why wouldn't we apply something drabban?
Depending on how you read the Gemara and Brachos about the Isser to even have bracha, it could be that it's really a kulu to not make a bracha.
You're saying maybe it's usser to eat.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't, okay, so what am I going to do? I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to say bracha, I should just do something else, I'm hungry. So you're pointing out an important point, and you're kind of in a bind here. But what's the downside of saying the bracha when you don't need to? So maybe something bracha l'hakel is not because of the general principle of sakha v'etravel l'kula, maybe it's because of a chashash nisr, of what? Of bracha the batala, shem sricha, as we discussed previously, maybe that's a question of sisa, maybe it's a different answer, but maybe safik brachos l'hakel isn't a din in safik drabal l'kula, but rather a saf a chash iser of bracha l'batala, bracha shem sricha. Now, again, going back to the point I just raised, why is it that it's also partial to buy safik drabal l'kula? Do we always say safik drabal l'kula? Like, if it's very easy to be machmer, are we going to say safik drabal l'kula? Maybe not. Maybe safik drabal l'kula is only when you need to. Maybe here you can say it again, And likewise, give a cheskas chiyo. I'm not sure if I said a bracha, but I'm sure there's an obligation to say a bracha. I'm not sure if I was yotze. So if a cheskas chiyo, you might argue that what? You're not sure if you did the chiyo. What should you do? Say a bracha again. So if it was just something from the kula, from the side over here, maybe 2 points. Maybe kal lahachmir. Maybe we're not going to say something from the kula. It's a whole discussion. If you say something from the kula, you're sort of zvazai, sort of suffix. How do you apply it? Do we say when it's easy to be machmir, etc.? And secondly, you have a cheskas chiyuv, meaning, look here on the Birkei Yosef. V'lo aminan in suffix motzi de vadai. V'chai gavna, shim yivarech yesh nidlu l'bracha l'batala. So he's raising the issue of bracha l'batala, and he's doing it because of the problem in suffix motzi de vadai. So even if you have a dindra abana, right? Brachas are drabana. Even if you have a dindra abana, if you have a cheskas chiyuv, it could be an obligation to doing suffix. So if you have a tevel drabana, you're not sure if it was a hafrasha drabana. So it could be, since it's a cheskas chiyuv, or even a pedikas chametz. Pedikas chametz is drabana. You're not sure if it was baduk or not baduk. So it could be, the sugya, as he references to, it could be that there's a cheskas chiyuv that would make it impossible to rely on suffix drabana kula. So maybe this is not a good enough reason. Maybe we have to say the reason you don't say a bracha. When there's a safek brachas l'hakel is because of the chash yisr of bracha shein yisr. Yes.
But there will be situations where neither of those reasons will be relevant.
Namely?
If we're talking about a bracha chrona, so then kala hachmer is not relevant because it's not like you could go back on like what you ate.
You could say it again. Again, kala hachmer means, okay, something's real cool, but if I can be machmer, why not be machmer? Maybe we only say it when you're stuck. Maybe, so if I'm not sure if I said a bracha chrona, so you're not sure, say it again. You have a cheskas chiyuv. It's easy to be machmir. Potentially. I'm not saying there's
there
solid...
Could be difficult situations, like if you're working and you're not allowed to take any time off. And
So then there are, conflicts that you're pointing out.
In terms of cheskas chiyuv, that certainly would have, situations. Again, if you have a suffix about the chiyuv that you ate, so that's not a chazaka that you ate a chiyuv.
Oh, so we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in the cases later. Yes.
Understand, when you're talking about brachos, you're talking about not where the Ikur Mitzvah is the bracha itself, not like Birkas Hamazon.
We're going to talk about that later. We're just arranging. You're not sure if you said AIDS on your apple. You're not sure. And we say, don't say it again. Now, is that because of your brother Kula, or is it because if we say the bracha again, it's unnecessary, it would be
and
a bracha.
And not like a Birkas Mitzvah where you put on filling your memory, you said the
bracha.
Yeah,
same word.
Same
thing. I think so, all brachas, meaning, again, any brachas drabban. Obviously, if I'm working with Safi drabban, cool, I have to assume brachas drabban. Danishing is Theresa, if you are satiated. Birchas Torah might be Theresa, if Mahalkas, you know, most brachas are drabban. Okay, fine. So if you look here in the Rambam, there's actually an interesting Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Brachos that has a mashmos like the second side. Chol davar she is stopping, glacha, im ton bracha im lav, osin so below bracha. So the Rama says two different things here. The question is, are they related? He says, if you have a sofik, if you say a bracha, you don't say the bracha. And then the very next word, so is it, are they connected? So if you look at the Rebbeinu Manoach here, the chain called Tavar, she is stopping Lachaim Tav Bracha, the bracha on Tavar, you saw the Reisu, the Chaim on Sveik of the Reisu, the Chomra, we show Avchi, Avmi, Bob, La Bracha. So what's Rabbi Nachman saying? The bracha v'tala is Isra d'oraisa. And then he says the kaimelan is something d'oraisa l'chomer, right? So it's interesting. He's formulating like the second side, shash Isra bracha v'tala, and then he says, and by the way, it's a shash d'oraisa, because he's learning the Rambam Kipshuta, the losisa, right? Not like the kaiyadam who talks around in a meeting. But Losisa, like the Parshas of Gemara, they say Bracha Lashem Tzricha, you violate Isser Torah. So the Rebbe Noach is quoted, there's a different Rebbe Noach in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, that the Beit Yosef quotes, in Siman Samach Zayin, and he writes explicitly, there are two reasons, he clears his Chakira, Ma'am Shepurish, two reasons, Zabak Barach, Rach Tzachal is Bidin, Safek Rabban Lekula, and then he says, Inami, there's a Safek Isser. So these two Tzadim are, you know, known Tzadim. I want to explore a couple of Afkaminas, to them. The first is something that is, I think, very obvious, but, you know, because it's so obvious, it's not even discussed, and that is Madua Ein Klal Zeh Mefurash. And it began the Chabura by pointing out that this principle, is something that we all know, you know, it's in the poskims, in the Rishonim, it's never a Dua, but it's not explicit in the Gemara. And it's a little surprising. So how is this an afkamina to the Chakira? If Savik Ravan Lakula if Savik Rachas HaHakel is Midin Savik Ravan Lakula, then why isn't the portion of the Gemara? It's not a question. Meaning, what's the portion of the Gemara? This principle, Savik Ravan Lakula, is a portion of the Gemara. I have here on the sheet the Gemara Beitza and that Gimel. Why isn't the principle of Savik Brachas HaHakel a portion of the Gemara?
Because it's just a regular call, Savik Ravana.
It's an application. It's an application of Savik Ravana Lekula. But whereas if you say that really Savik Brachas HaHakel, if we did Chashash Yisra Brachas HaTala, I would have been happy had the Klal been Furish somewhere in the Gemara. Okay, now you could say, well, it is a Furish. It's in the Gemara and Brachas Kavala from Ralph I started with. It's not really Furish. That's really talking about Safek Kara Kriyashma, Safek Mesviyatim. It's not really Furish. So I think it's, again, not really an Afkamino Halakha. It's just the first side that is Safek Ravan Lakula fits better with the fact that it's not explicit anywhere as a Klal because it doesn't have to because it's really an application of that principle of Safek Ravan Lakula. Yes?
But doesn't the Gemara sometimes spell out explicitly when we use it to apply?
It does sometimes, but it's not. It's less bothersome to me that they didn't specify because it really is just an application. As opposed to saying that incidental. Okay, it's not really enough. I mean, I just thought it was interesting to point out. The second issue is something that was raised already. What about Avraham Midoraisa? The person is not sure if he benched. He ate, he's full, he doesn't remember he benched. So there's a Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalet, so number 9, it's basically on the Gemara of Brachos Chavalev. The Chain, in Nelo, in Hedo, Bolo Yadu, Birek, Bolo Birek, you ate, you're satiated, you're Bechir Midoraisa. As long as you're still satiated, you say benching again. Now, why would this be? So according to the Sakira, it's not a word. Safek bibracha doraisa. Intention. You have a safek if you mention it. So what do we say? We say lechomra. It's mentioned again. So if safek brachas lahakel, as we did, safek drabana lekula. And this halacha is what?
Not relevant here. We should.
It makes perfect sense. Why does it make perfect sense?
Because it's a deraisa.
It's deraisa. Safek drabana lekula. So you don't say a regular bracha. Then it's deraisa. So if you say, move on. Understandable. Because it's deraisa, right? This is deraisa. This is drabana. It doesn't apply. But if the reason the safek bracha is lahakel is because we're worried you're going to say a bracha batala. So I'm not sure if I bench or not. So if I bench again, what happens? So why do we say you should bench again? Right? So this is the Rikiv Anger's Kasha. Source number 10. Over Dereisa Musasi, if you hold Dereisa. My Sophic Birech, Birechas Amos, and Sophic Over Vesiyanti, Kosa Rubarech, have a stake in Dereisa. And naked Zeh, have a Sophic Dereisa Musasi, I'm stuck. Either I didn't bench and I'm violating benching, the mitzvah essay, little essay. But if I say, if I bench again, when in fact I already had benched, then what am I doing? I'm saying a bracha levatala, which might be deraisa. Zeb emes raya satosfos levarich prochashin suka be rakhisu drabanan. Rami action. So that's the kasha of the Rami. So we have a question mark over here.
Well, you can say asay dochalosa today.
Asay dochalosa. I have an asay to bench. Well, I'm not sure. It's a sopik asay. We say asay, meaning. You're going to say that?
But it's a
sophic what I say too. So you're saying sophic essay is sophic los essay. Is that true? I'm not sure. Apparently not. Yes.
Same kind of idea. There are unequal levels. The bracha daraisa and the sophic daraisa with chash bracha latala and the few daraisa for benching, they're on the same level. But when you have chash bracha latala versus a suffix drabanan, they're not on the same level. So you can easily say that it's easier to say that, of course, you have a chash deraisa, you said deraisa, you won't.
You won't, yeah, I agree.
But on the same level, who said that principle would be true?
Who said that the chash bracha levatala
would be true when now you have, coming against it, a chiyu deraisa to bet.
But it's only a suffix chiyu deraisa, meaning. The principle of Hesed Ochalosa say is that you have, you know, Ava and Yira, the Ramban and Yisro. So when we say it's better to show your love of Hashem, here I'm not even sure to do a mitzvah. Maybe I already benched. Maybe it's unnecessary. I'm just doing a Yisro. So I would say Sheva Kaza Ati. That's what I would say, I think. But
I go even more than it, because here you have an Asay Yosef and Yisro Mi'ila if you don't bench.
Yisro Mi'ila only in the Bracha Rishona? I would think it would be limited to the Bracha Rishona. The Bracha Corona. Here, it's an interesting question. What is the giving answer? Let's see.
Yeah.
After the three dots, El Akor Kachadavar Bor came in the Sabbath Dereis in the Chomra, Imi Dereis in the Jerabana, and came in the Olav Achiyu Bahaski, as he's trying, but in the Kazamazim. Have a Kimichuya Vada, the Maskira of Nusach Racha, the Ein Olav Shein Vada Pachar in Tzvicha. So this is the giving answer, the Sabbath Dereis makes you obligated to Vada to say the Racha. Either because something derives as a chomer midrash, or even if it's rabbanan, yichayev midrabbanan. So avim kamei shmaya gali. Even if it's really truly already benched and you just forgot, it's quite period. The kavakom ain't over losas. You're not going to find that answer. Here is the osakein machla safek chiyuv. The chiyuv also chazal is a chiyuv either midrash or midrabbanan to bench again. Chaklatz uvarech ein zevaklal uvarech parfashin tzvila. So he explains over here that chayev midin safek. Or chayev vaday. Let's say. Yechayev v'vadai to bench against. Yechayev v'vadai, there's no yisr of bracha in the suit and losses. Okay? Fine. Third nafkamina. Let's say a person wants to be machmir. I mutter lahachmir. Person ate an apple, or is what he started to eat. The apple, he doesn't remember, he said a bracha, he didn't. So we say, so a bracha's lahachmir. Does that mean that it's also to say a bracha again? Does that just mean he doesn't need to say a bracha again? So what are you talking about? If Sabbath bracha is lachal, it's because of chashash iser. So what's the halacha?
Yeah.
It's aser. But if Safek brachas l'hakel is because it's just Safek drabanan l'kula, then what? Then possibly.
Aren't there qualifiers associated with
Safek drabanan? Right, so you say it's Torah's Vada, if it's Safek drabanan l'kula, then maybe it would be also to say bracha again. But if it's only Torah's Safek, so Safek, you don't have to go back. You don't have to, but if you want to, why not? So that's actually a shita that exists. First, let's read the more obvious understanding. It's Aser. Mishabura quotes, the Nachronim, Kol Kol, Bein Das, Rambam, Bein Shaposkin, Nistapik, Al Ezeb, Racha, Yibirek, Allah. In Udomar, Shubu, Derayt, Zechozo, Bar, and Rashi, Rabbenshi, you have to mention again. Yehud, Rabbanan, regular Racha, Lo Yachso, Yav Yarech, Lamash, Mikol, Nachronim, De Isu, Yishu, Dabar, Lachso, it's Aser to go back and say Racha. So this is our Tzia there. I agree with God, in Psycha, in Kai Adam, Ube Emes, Mash, with the Kol Kol, Kodesh, Isser, nearly a time, to be sure, the Aschuchu, Adabar, Alasisa, Shalav has a common Shalavi, the Isser Beshuas, Ein Sham, the Chashi, the Bechal Chumra, the Chaim Priestess, Mrs. Bessin, right, the Isser of Rosh Hashem Tzricha, even if it's Drabana, it's still connected within a Smachta to the Isser of Lasisa, which is a very common Isser. So it's in the category of the more common Lavin, like Priestess and Mrs. Bessin. The God of Ansha, Ein Sham, Gemara, Lachain, Philus, Sveika, Chomor, Mishar, Sveiki, Drabanan, for also the Hakim is Safik. So usually the principle of Safik, Drabanan, the Kula, doesn't contain Aser, Rima. You don't need to be Mach. Safik, Drabanan, the Kula, you don't need to be Mach. I'm not sure if I was Yotze, Lulav, and Shar Yavim, it's only Drabanan, so you don't have to. But first day, so good, I have to do it again. So you don't have to. You'll have to take it again. You don't need to. When it comes to Bracha, says the Prima Gaudim, say something Achroni, no, it's Aser to say the Bracha again. Why is it Aser to say the Bracha again? What's the reason? Shash Isser, Rav Alatam. But if you turn the page, Nishas Adam says, source number 13, Umakwa Sophic, Spiritual tells us to Inochai Vlachsar, Inochai Vlachsar, about a year Tzerashai, the Chedish Lafari Shalashar Rambam, it's a big Chedish in the Rambam, the Brach, the Rechaz Amazan Choser, Rezoma Shachai Vlachsar. Shah Brachas Inochoser, what does it mean, Inochoser? Rezoma Inochai Vlachsar, Bim Ratza? Mutter, wow, that's an amazing finish. If you look again at source number 4, Vishnistapik in Birech, Avotzi, Olo Birech, Eino Chozer Mavarech. What does it sound like? Eino Chozer Mavarech. That's something on the street. Eino Chozer Mavarech means that he doesn't need to or he's not allowed to.
It's a
din. It's a din. Eino Chozer, not allowed to. The Chayyam says, no, that's what the Ram means. The Ram means, Eino Chozer means, he doesn't need to. Wow, that's a finish. That's a good finish. Again, Chayyam, we saw this last time in terms of his general approach to Losisa. He thinks that it's like impossible that Rachel Ratal is Losisa, and the Rambam doesn't mean it, the Gemara doesn't mean it, and he like he, you know tries to. It's very ambitious. He's saying even the Rambam, saying Tosfos is one thing, but saying the Rambam to me is like really really foolish. But that's what he says. Not by something again. Spiritual Tosfos to Eino Chay of Lachsar about Nir Tzarashai, and he wants to say it's even true in the Rambam. So again, even with the if it's been something Rabban Lakula, then what? Then Ulai Mutar. Again, it's still a Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. The Chayyam says it. You could say that Safek Drabanan L'Kula is the Torah's Vada. If the Torah's Vada, then L'Chora would be Aser to be Machber. But again, it's the Torah's Safek, maybe you can say this. If it's a Chash Yisr Baruch L'Vatala, then what would you say? Are you allowed to be Machber? What do you think?
No, you can't.
Aser L'Hachmer. Because this Chomra, quote unquote, is really a Kula. As you might be saying, a Baruch Hashreina Tzvicha. Okay? Fine. Next, Nafkamina. What happens when you have to do a mitzvah again because of something drives you to the chumrah? Do you say a bracha on that mitzvah? So, for example, let's say the Rambam has a case of milas and drogon. The drogon is a safik zakar, safik mikiva. So, you do a milah. Do you just say a bracha when you do that milah? So that's the machlokas here between the Rambam and the Raivim. The Chen Adroganus in a varkin on the loss of Ifnishu's in a Zachar Rabbah. So you can do the meal, you don't say a bracha. Says the Raivim, in a Adroganus, Safek, Mevarek, Allah, Ifnishu, Safek, the Raisa, Allah, Safek, the Raisa, Varkin, Kuspi, Dima, Ifnishu, Rob, Ami Arid, Mahasim. Says the Raivim, and no, you have to do the meal, Safek, the Raisa, Lachomra. If you have to do the meal, what can you do as well? You can say the bracha while you do the meal. This is today as the Ran in the Sugya and Shabbos and Chaf Gimel speaks about Brachas Drabanan in the Sugya of Chanukah. So the Ran references Chuna Zemai, Chuna Zemai Rabba there, why you don't say a Bracha on a Frashas Demai. So it could be that's Kufa Machlokes by Rava, like I can say right now, but the Ran there has one day that this is Kufa Machlokes, between just the same Machlokes between the Ran and Rabbi, is by Rava. Is it that you don't say a bracha on the Bai because it's a Safek, and you don't say a bracha on a Safek? Rava says, the only reason you don't say a bracha on the Bai is because Rabbi Mar is Masri, like the Rabbi quoted. And that might be saying that if you have to do it because they're Dovarov, so once you have to do it, you have to say the bracha as well. Either way, Lamaisa, how might this question of saying a bracha on a Bilas and Rogulus be totally on our fakir? So let's put it on the board. Number four, a bracha al mitzvah she'osa misafik. If you have a safik to rice, you have to do the mitzvah again. Do you say a bracha after the mila? Again, it's not so again, but it's the first time with Bilas and Rogulus, you have to do the bracha, you have to do the mila misafik. You might be a boy. The child might be a boy. Do you say a bracha al mila? So what are you tying? How might this be connected?
Well, if somebody did run on kula, then you probably could make the bracha.
Somebody did run on kula says you don't have to do it. But here you have to. Here is the raisa. So you have to do the mila. So once you do the mila, make the bracha. That's the raisa. Then you'd say, pa to raisa, lachein yivarech. Right? But if it's between a chash bracha levatala, so you have to do the milas and drugs. But should you take a chance to say a bracha? If it's a bracha levatala, what are you violating? So do the milas and drugs. Don't say a bracha. That's what the Rambam. The Rambam says, again, the Rambam shitasa lechara, right? Lo yavarech, right? The Rambam holds basically lo sisa. That's a pashas the Rambam. So the Rambam says, do the mila, don't say a bracha. Right? This comes up in a lot of cases, you know. The Rambam has arrived in a few places, in Hilchos Mila, in Hilchos Tzitzis. Right? You know, can a drum to say a bracha? Take this as an example. But, okay, and then a couple of it comes with the rule, I think. Okay, fine.
Well, why wouldn't you play with the two of the Rabbi Akiva Eger and even in the Sad from Shat Pisa Bracha Lakala, where there's a mighty Sad Chiyu for the androgynous to have a fruit in Mila?
So you're pointing out that the Rambam doesn't learn the Rabbi Akiva Eger. You're 100% right. The Rambam, you're saying, you're making a very good point. You're saying that, why am I saying that if it's Bracha Lakala, you don't know Yavarech? Let's say Rabbi Akiva Eger, 100%. It's a very important point. Ella im kain nomar ke Rabbi Akiva Eger. 100%. You're 100%. Okay, thank you. I mean, Rabbi Akiva Eger is a kiddush. It's not so pasha that to say that, but you're 100%. Okay. Five. What about Safek a bracha by Birchas Hanani? I gave a few examples. You're not sure if you said a bracha on the apple. So what's the din? So the pasha says you don't say the bracha. You just eat the apple. But if you look at the Tosfos in Brachas Yubeis and Aleph, famous Shita, the Tosfos quotes, that he actually quotes a debate. Do we say Safek Brachas L'Hakal? We say no, Birchas Hanani is different. Birchas Hanani is an insert to be Nana. So we'll say Safek Brachas L'Hakal. So if you look at Tosfos, Pirish Yubeis and Alphas, I'm not sure what the halacha is. As limul kula, I feel a pasul chamer. Seeing the shechar yatsa, this is something that a person took a glass of water. He thought it was wine. He said, "Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokim Melech Haolam." He thought it was wine. Then he saw it was water. He changed. He concluded the bracha correctly. Shachol miyibivara. But at the beginning, he was thinking of a gefen. So the question: what the tikkun part of the bracha is? The tikkun part of the bracha conclusion, like intuitively, or maybe the kavanah you have to say the important part of the bracha is the shame in the novels. Maybe that's more significant. So what's the halacha? The Gemara's not sure what the din is. If you picked up a glass of water and you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, you thought it was wine, then you corrected yourself and said Shachar Mikvara, or you go zero. It says from Alphas, quoted in Tosfos, made the riff, Hashem Ishut Avayim. So we're not sure what the halacha is. You don't say the bracha. You don't say the bracha again. You just drink it. The Ri Hayam Omer Luchomra Tzarich Levarech Pacheres. The Ri said, I know you have to be machmir and say the bracha again. Wow. Say the bracha again. Whatever happened to some of the brachas l'halacha? So we discussed that in the very first Chabura, there's a Chakira of Mitzvah versus Matir. There's a Birchas Hananin, you know, just like Mitzvah, like the most brachos possibly, the Shalev Sheva, or is it really waiting Matir the food, like the Me'ilah aspect? Okay. So I said then that if it's really Me'ilah, So they take it very seriously. Maybe you have to say something brachas l'hachmir, because you can't eat the apple until you say a bracha. Whereas if it's mitzvah, we say something brachas l'hachmir, like all other brachas. Because then they wouldn't be given a brachas mitzvah in the woods. But what I want to say now a little differently. I'll put on the board. Safek bibirkas hanehani. So let's assume a bracha has a matter component to it. Really, a bracha is a matter. Is it so partial that you should say a bracha again? Right? The Rish says, L'chumra, the Sarek Levariach Pamachem. Because we said, it's a matir, you have to say a bracha again. But what's the danger with that?
Maybe
it's Kashish Bracha Latala. So maybe it's telling this Chakira. But if Sarek Bracha Zahakel is just being Sarek Drabana Kula, so you'll say, it's a matir, so therefore be machmir. Since the machmir is the Shita Sari, you want to analyze the Shita Sari, why do we say Sarek Bracha Zahakel in L'chumra? This is the Shita of the Ri, which we don't pass in like. So if it's Sarek Bracha Zahakel, it makes a lot of sense. Let's be machmir. But if it's a Kashish Yisra Bracha Latala, then I might say, in general, even if it's a matir, but still we say, Eino, Chozer of Arech, because we're concerned that the bracha is really a bracha matala, shash, yisr, look, see.
It's funny that you see machmir, even machmir and stuff.
Right, one kumar is another cool. That's obviously, you're right. Okay, that's just how you put it that one. Okay. This table. Another question discussed by the later postgame is the question of rov. Like I mentioned before, the Gemara in Shabbos Kapimel speaks about a case where you have rov, they don't say bracha. The old rov, you don't say bracha, but my artist, my master, you certainly don't say bracha. Let's say there's a rov, you do say bracha. But there's a miyat that you didn't say bracha. You're not sure. Again, let's just see this inside. Source number 16, the Mudi H. This is Rabbi Israel Eisenstein, 19th century Russia, Hasidishim. In a hikashi is rov vavadai vavarchin vavaram helps megillah. The vavarchin al kriyas yudalid hoyel vukriya al rov olam. The person who lives in a city, he's not sure if it's mukav kol or yosef shuar. They have some cities here in Eretz Yisrael. Now you're not sure. In Chevron, you know, wasn't mukav, wasn't kol, Yicha was mukav. The wall fell down. So does that count? You know, that considered yosef shuar. But so what's the din if you live in a Tiberia? I think is a suffix. The different places of city. So what's it then? So around Paskins, you read on both days. It's well interesting. But when do you say the bracha? Say the bracha Yudalid. So it says the word the age, meaning Hekashi is Roh for Vadlai and Varchi, Rivor Baramba. Tells us the Gilbert. And Varchi and Alkriya Sudalid, Holo for Kriya and the Roh Holo. If I'm the Torah, Archayim, the Afar, Okeach, the Kosa, Shein, Varchi, Shechiyan, Mila, Dilma, Nefalo, the Shechiyah. What hell? You don't say Shechiyan by Mila, it's a minute of the Chutzlaris. By Ashkenazim, we don't say Shechiyah by Mila. Here in Israel, we follow the Gra, even Ashkenazim follow the Gra. Pasach Ram, we say Shechiyah by Mila. So the Rukeach says, why do you say Shechiyah by Mila? So some say it's because of the Tsar of Yunka and things like that. Rukeach says, well, maybe he won't live. You know, again, it was before vaccines. You know, there was a good chance in those days. It wasn't, the percentages weren't on our side. So I roll, we still have a roll, right? Even those days, without vaccines, still drove children, did make it. So he thinks that maybe the Rokeach thinks that you say something brachas lahakel when there is a rov to say a bracha, but a meal not. Even a meal is enough to make us up. Well, the Yosef picture of Rokeach, Mavarkin, meal, Gufa, the Echam, Mavarkin, Shem, and Nebuchad, just the bracha of the meal itself. Again, the Shechiano. Like you know, the Gamma Rokeach, so many brachas on him, Halkin, and Harov. Maybe even the Rokeach is Moses. Rak Rokeach is Shechiano, Jiskana, Masha Adam. So you won't say Shechiyano, but you can say the bracha on the mila because it could be someone in the room. Okay, he she anu mivarchin because the mitzvah on the room will teach al pi derech haTorah akirat mahatos. You call say, but ask me another. Ain't a talib ruva. Person still not be so happy because he still might be concerned that the miut might chas shalom happen that the child won't survive. So al kain aim is avli na adlam ad yom. You show the aim liba dava olav after ruva olav the talib mila. Okay, in Tama al Shut Halachas Tanas had a very interesting shita. He brought Shemar at Baz. Al Kever Echad Mivarchin Birchas Tziru Katin. The Radbaz held, you can say the bracha of Siddur Kadin on, you know, the bracha you say when you go to a vase of karas, right? So every 30 days. So let's say you don't have a vase of karas, you have one kever. Can you say it on one kever? Well, the Hiksha, the Kolos Katanos asked, the Ech Yomar HaShofet Eskam Adin, Ulai Havik Ye'in Miriam Migdala. The Gemara in Chagiga has a very bizarre story where there was like two people with the same name, the Malacham Ovis accidentally killed the wrong person. It's like, okay. So it's a whole philosophical question how that can happen. But at the end of the day, this woman died, Shlom Adin. Malacham Ovis was killed other Miriam Migdala, and he killed this one. So if you only have one kever, maybe this person is a tzaddik kavur who didn't die if he did. So how can I say the bracha? I'm sure I'm going to ask. Now, what are the chances that would happen? It's certainly a miyot to a miyot. And yet, the Chalapas Khatanas is worried, some bracha sahakel. You shouldn't say the bracha on one kever, because maybe this is like the one in a million case where the person died, Shlomo did. So it seems like there's a debate whether or not you say Safek bracha sahakel, I'll put it on the board. Safek brachos kasher yesh rak miyot. Shalom Avarech. Right? The Rov is a Yishnei Bracha. The Rov is a Yishnei Bracha. Do we say Samik Bracha of the Hakel is so strong that even if it's a Niyot, we shouldn't say a Bracha? It's 98% chance you should say a Bracha. Do we say, oh, Samik Bracha of the Hakel? I say, what do you mean 98% say a Bracha? As long as it's 52% chance you can say a Bracha. You don't have to be worried about the other 49%, 48%, or 2%. So, how might this be Tali, Arif Akira? Then if it didn't sound like something Kula, then what would you say?
You wouldn't be fine.
You wouldn't be concerned for the miyot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be concerned for the miyot. As long as it's 51%, say the bracha. Right? Yay, shlevarich. But if we're concerned about a bracha of atala, and especially if we play up the connection to losisa, which might be a very chamur iser, right? Even if it's rabbanan, it's connected, it's an asmach, it's a very chamur iser, it's minachamuros. So you might say, just because you have 51% chance to say a bracha, you should say, there's also 49% you shouldn't say. And then what might I say? Safek bracha sahakel would apply even to a case where you have a rov levarech. In law, yevarech af al pi sheyesh rov shechayah. You shouldn't say a bracha, right? Like the case that Kana says, don't say the bracha, show me that's what I did, because maybe this one kever is really a person who didn't die but did. Maybe it was a person who died because of some administrative mistake of the law. Okay. Fine.
Even if you have three kvarim there, like if you apply it to one, why?
Okay. Yeah, you say maybe the Malchum Ovis made a big time.
Maybe you could be machalik between like different levels of rope, meaning that if it's just
miyad matzav, yishena matzav, things like that.
Right, because if you say that it's a very high rope, so then
there's no ways to suffer. You know, they talk about this in Hilchos Kalayim, let's say, or Hilchos Trefos.
Right,
you don't have to check the law. The law is you check. You don't check all the trefos, excuse me, because there's a miyut sheinu matzui. So if it's only 8% and there's a trefa, you don't have to check it. If there's a 15% chance, 25% chance, then you should have to check it. So it could be there's no ways to suffer. That's what you're saying?
I was thinking even further than that. Right, how Shafter talks about the stiluk between a rov garua, which is just a hamhaga, so as opposed to a stronger rov, then even daraisa we would go by the rov. So maybe even if you say like it's 70%, it would already be like on a daraisa level. We would assume that
it's vivada.
Right.
I totally hear what you're saying. I was just saying the same thing, just drawing the line, the question of where to draw the line. But there is an important question. Okay. The last thing I want to discuss, just briefly, is the question of a stake of a bar. So, for example, just in terms of the case, let's say you're not sure if you ate a shear. You ate a whole berry, right?
Yeah.
You know, whole olive. Imagine there was a mitzvah to eat a kazayas. How many kazayas did you have to eat? Okay. I'm not sure there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayas. But you're not sure you ate a shear, but you ate a berry. We know there's something in the Yerushalmi that a berry might be generating a chiyuv bracha achronos. It's a snake. You either ate a shear, and even if you didn't eat a shear, I ate a berry. So maybe you should say a bracha. Or do you say no, something brachas halak. So this is the question of snake alavarech. Sveik Sekel Varech, or you know, the case of an androgynous and tzitzis. Either the androgynous is a male, and even if the androgynous is a female, maybe you can say a bracha. Mishnah says that she's a bracha, maybe the woman can say a bracha. Again, Ashkenazim certainly would, but for Sfardim, there's a question about that. So it would be a Sveik, either this person's a male, and even if she's female, maybe it would be okay to say a bracha on a Mishnah's essay, she has a bracha, even though she's not obligated. So what do you say? The same shtickle in the Mudi Eish, the next os, or a few os later, it was hey, as the following song. Yes, I'm the Sveik Sveik, the Varek and Varekin, which is the Pretty Guardian, the Sintis Fiha Kuhala, she's static, we said, like a Mishnah, we have those brachas, Muchar, the Soviet Yeshua, because like a Mishnah, we have those brachas, back down off above. You should say bracha and Sveik Sveik. We don't say Sveik Sveik and Sveik Bracha Sveik. The Eim came, the Hachi Prasad of the Commission, now came, come to Sveik Sveik, the Hachi could be the Hachi to Obada. Well, the Dina and Sveik Sveik, the Hachi to Obada, the Hachi to Sveik Sveik, the Hachi to Sveik Sveik, the Hachi to Sveik Sveik. So he says, maybe it's probably happened to Sveik Sveik. Is Sveik Sveik just like a question of probability? Or is Sveik Sveik saying there's no way to Sveik? It's Vada. So if it's Vada, then we'll let you say bracha. But if Sveik Sveik, it's just a question of probabilities, so when you're still something, maybe you should say something brachas on. After a gomor barking, I'm going to be done, come on, I'm going to be done, I know we should be ruba, I'm going to be done, I'm going to be done. The Akhir Rav Habas, this is what Eri Vakil Yeridov mentioned. The Gama Miyot, Ne'er Pach Ro, Im Kein, I'm going to be done, Im Asha Enke, Ms. Sveik Sveik, Dain, Tzad, Hasheni, Dain, Mekom, Ome, Rakta, Das, Nota, Yoser, and Tzad Zeh, Yishon, Vilei Varek. So he's comparing Rov to Sveik Sveik, and he says, Rov, maybe that's like Vada. But Sveik Sveik, maybe the mute still exists, it's just the das is noted, and maybe you'd say something brachas lachim. Well, maybe that's something easy to do with the cholokas basroi, the lavush kosa for a chayim, the barchin al sviks kegi, because the lavush and sviks kegi, excuse me, if I tosses yontov, say the lavush yontov, who really rabba, kosa the aim of barchin, it's a very achronim shul rob, is it? Okay, so you have a cholokas here, achronim, if you say sviks sviks kegi lavarch, sviks sviks kegi lavarch. So it could be totally on how you said sviks sviks kegi, as he pointed out. But also maybe tell you Rav Akira that again, if it's been subject to Rabban Lakula, then what might you say?
Then you should be Machmik here because it's not a full suffix.
And say bracha. Say the bracha.
Yeah.
Say the bracha. Whereas if it's a question of Shash is it bracha matala? Wow, is it bracha matala? Very common answer. So you might say, even if I say Seika, possibly, and depending how strong you look at the is it bracha matala, you might say, Ulai. Ula lo yavarech nichshash iser, especially this iser chamor of lo aziz. Just to conclude, there is an opposite question: a sveik sveika not to say brach. In the outside, a sveik sveika to say brach. If you look here in the Birka Yosef, isha shachal mistapki in birka brachas amazon lo. A woman ate; she's not sure if she finished. Nisha Rav Shara Fraim, Yisrika Levarek. Does a woman have to, just a man who ate and say she ate, not sure he's finished? Which again, something there's the Chomer. But here there's a Sveik Sveika, maybe not say a bracha. Why? Because of Harav, the Ein Liftar and Zosa, Yisha Mitav Sveik Sveika, Safik and Bircha, Bircha Zamazin Rola, and if he's a woman, Lobircha, Dilma Isha, Bechol Eilu, and Mechaim and Deraisa. It's a question if a woman's obligated to venture in the Torah. Because we mentioned bris in Torah invention, it's an integral part of invention. And a woman doesn't have a bris mila, and she's not obligated in Talmud Torah. So the Gemara has a suffix in Brachas Machaf is the status of a woman by birth benching. So here, she's not sure if she benched. But even if she didn't bench, maybe she's not chayav in the raisa. So that's the suffix, the Sveik Sveika, that is here. And the Shari Fahim rejects it. It's Eina, that I amin lo bircha, kein mikri vali lo bircha, and kein afshi ina chayav, rakin rabban and suka lovara. So the Shari Fahim says the woman should say brach bench again. Ve'achad haroa, says the Birka Yosef, if he says the Shari Fraim is incorrect. Says the Birka Yosef, this woman, either she benched, and even if she didn't bench, she might not be chayav in the Raisa. And therefore, we'd say something to Rabban Lakula. So again, the Pasha is like the Birka Yosef, that in this case, we'd say Sveik Sveik, not to say a bracha. But the Shari Fraim doesn't want to say that. Shari Fraim likes actually Svara. Shari Fraim wants to say that no, this woman would have to bench again. And we wouldn't say Sveik Sveik Lolavarek. We would say that she should have to bench. Again, I don't think it's connected to this Chakira, but it's just the opposite of this Veilas Nafkamina, when we had Nafkamina of Sveik Sveika Livarek. This is a case of Sveik Sveika Shelo Livarek. Question?
Yeah, just a horror. I was wondering if you could be Machalik, make a diak in the Rambam, that there is a difference depending on the kind of Sveik Bracha, that he says that Kol Davar Shem Yistapik Lach in Tolan Bracha in Lach.
Okay.
So if the question is whether this thing is even subject to a bracha, so then we would say that that's subject to the concern of a bracha shena tzricha. While in other cases, the question is that you personally are a subject, whether you made a bracha. So maybe in that case, the concern is just the fact that it's a derabanan. So,
so you're saying there's a fundamental difference between two types of sfeikos. One sfeik is in terms of your...
In terms of whether you made the bracha or not, but there's no question that this is higher than a bracha.
Right.
So in that case, it would just be a question of something derabanan of chula, but it wouldn't necessarily be considered a bracha shena tzricha, because the chavtza definitely requires a bracha.
Interesting.
But the chavtza doesn't even require a bracha.
Then we require a tzricha. Very nice. Beautiful.
You're talking about